In the second presentation for Chapter 10, we did a bond valuation calculation, and we used the present value tables. Well, it turns out that the present value tables are okay for bonds that are priced to yield 7, 6, 5, 4%, but that's not usual, right? Plus, they're also maturing on 5, 10, 12-year increments. But it doesn't work that way in the real world. So we are going to show you a spreadsheet that makes life a whole lot easier. So let's take a look at the bond calculator spreadsheet. And this is using Google Docs. And remember, if you use Excel, you can file, download as a Microsoft Excel file, and then goof with it, or you could use open document format, the OpenOffice, LibreOffice. But we're going to use Google Docs, and I'm going to hide the menus to give ourselves more room. And so we type in the areas that are gray. We type in the gray areas. So I've already typed in all the information. It's a 3% bond. The last quote was $915.67, and it calculates the current yield, and we put in the maturity date, and it says, okay, you got 10 years to maturity, and I chose it specifically so that it would have 10 years to maturity. Price to yield, and you put that in, and then the principal is almost always 1,000. It's rated A-, and it is indeed callable, but it's not likely to be called, because that 3% is a pretty darn good rate. And so it does the calculations. Now, for those of you who are so inclined, there's the present value exponential form. But that's why we use the present value tables or a spreadsheet. So instead of 8.111, I think it was on the table, because it's actually 4.033%, it's a little lower because it's a little higher, the interest rate. So it turns out $243.06. And then the $1,000 is going to come back to us in 10 years, and that present value multiplier was 0.676 for 4%, but it's a little higher, so it's a little lower, 6.673. And so the bond calculator is telling us that it was $916.31. Well, As I remember, the manual calculations came out to about 915, right? But this is annual. We really should do semi-annual, and of course the spreadsheet makes it super easy. We just type in the formulas, and so there are the semi-annual payments of $15 every 6 months, and there's the present value multiplier for the stream of investments every 6 months. So that's a little bit more, $245, and so we wind up with $918.26, and remembering that the last quote was $915, and why is it a little less? Probably because it's an A-minus bond. But remember, it's supply and demand. They don't go to the spreadsheet and say, oh, this is what you're going to pay us. People will pay whatever the market will bear, what they can get. And so they, in this case, it's a little bit less. But sure enough, it turns out that that's why we call bonds fixed. We know what we're going to get, assuming no default, and the Bank of New York's been around for over 200 years, so it's probably not going to default. Assuming no default, we're going to get $30 a year, $15 every 6 months, for the next 10 years, and then get $1,000 back, and at 4.033%, that's worth to us today around $915 and $920, and somebody just paid $915.67 for it. Make sense? So now you can use this bond calculator. Please learn how to do the manual calculations so you understand what you're actually doing. But then with the spreadsheet makes life a whole lot easier. Cool? Okay. Have fun. Go do some bond quotes. And yes, bonds are boring and not as exciting as stocks, but they're not as risky as stocks.